From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For many U.S. troops now serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, coming home from war with post-traumatic stress disorder is hard enough. Once home, it can take weeks, months, even years to qualify for federal disability benefits and receive treatment. Today, the Department of Veterans Affairs announced a new rule to try to change that by making it easier for veterans suffering from PTSD to get the support they need. NPR's Rachel Martin has our story.
Starting this week, veterans no longer have to prove that a certain attack, bomb, explosion, or event in a combat zone triggered post-traumatic stress. It's a change that most agree has been a long time coming. Michael Wolkoff is the acting undersecretary for benefits at the VA. He announced the change at a press conference today.
The new regulation will potentially benefit all veterans, regardless of their period of service, and it is not limited to veterans with direct combat experience.
This is absolutely monumental.
That's Tom Tarantino of the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and himself a veteran of the war in Iraq. He says the new regulation reflects the new realities of modern warfare, where the lines between combat duty and non-combat duty are often blurred.
You have a lot of people, you have truck drivers who drive streets of Baghdad every day, and they get hit with IEDs. You have women who, there's still the myth that women don't serve in combat. Well, if I'm a female soldier, and I went on 100 combat patrols as a medic or as an intelligence analyst, I shouldn't have to fight the VA to prove that I was in combat.
The new rule is designed to prevent what happened to vets like Richard Sanchez. He served almost a decade in the U.S. Navy with tours in Afghanistan and Kuwait. In 2006, he was diagnosed with PTSD. But when he went to file his claim with the VA, he was denied benefits because he didn't have the right documentation. All the while, his condition was getting worse.
I got very discouraged, and I locked myself in my room for about 6 months. I didn't go out or speak to anybody. I sort of estranged myself from friends and family.
Locked himself in a room for 6 months. But after years of fighting both his disorder and the VA, Sanchez's claim was finally approved. Along with the benefits, he says, came a letter of apology from the government.
And they apologized for it in the letter, and they told me they were working on it, and that was a number one priority for them.
Sanchez says he's pleased with the changes the VA is making to care for vets with PTSD. But despite the praise coming from veterans groups, there are some concerns about the new benefits rule. Fraud is one. Will making it easier to get PTSD benefits mean it will be easier for people to work the system? VA officials say that's unlikely, since veterans looking for benefits still have to be diagnosed by a VA doctor. And if they are showing progress, benefits can be reduced. Cost is another concern. The VA won't say how much the new rule will cost, but officials do expect new claims from people who, up until now, have felt deterred by the process. Michael Wolkoff of the VA says he and others inside the agency are trying to fix what he describes as the VA's image problem.
And I think a lot of veterans perceive us as more adversaries than advocates. So I think that there's a real culture change that is taking place with our employees. Maybe we didn't do everything we needed to do to be advocates for veterans. And I think that what this does is just another step in our attempts to become advocates, to say to a veteran, look, when you apply to us for benefits, we're going to do everything we can to try to help.
And because the new PTSD rule is retroactive, that could mean treatment and financial support for hundreds of thousands of veterans who've been shut out for decades. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.